And when you're in a spirit of prayer, when the thing needs to be done fast, the Spirit will carry you because you're yielded. That is why I love to pray. That is why, brethren, we need to spend a lot of time with God. Some Christians say, shouldn't I just pray 5 minutes a day? If you really want to do what is right, you can realize if there are these five things involved in doing right, how much prayer we need to constantly keep our heart, our mind, our spirit, all sensitive to God. And when it's sensitive to God, doing what is right just flows. You wouldn't be even thinking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You wouldn't be in thinking. You would just be flowing. Flowing in the spirit of righteousness. And that is all I summarize all the 5 points in one. Jesus in you will fulfill all the five conditions. When you have put yourself aside and let the Jesus in you live through, the Jesus in you will always do what is right. But bear in mind, the purpose of this teaching is to remind us that our own mind and doing what is right in our own eyes can be wrong. And we need to constantly check with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and be prepared when what we think is right, He thinks is wrong. Or what we think is right time, He says it's not time yet. We must be prepared to allow Jesus and His righteousness to transform our lives. Let's pray. Father, we pray that as we seek to do the right thing in all our Christian life, we may allow righteousness to reign in our life. Well, Father, doing what is right is so important. For righteousness to flow, not our righteousness, but Your righteousness in us. We ask that You examine our heart and our mind, and that You cause some of us to have a good retrospection, to examine some of the things that we have done in our previous past history, so that not so much that we will have bitterness, but that we may learn and have wisdom from them. We know You have forgiven every mistake in every life, and every wrong thing, and every sin, and every unrighteousness in our life. Father, we want to be righteous as You are righteous. So that in the many years to come, in the future as we serve You, that we continue to grow into the righteousness of Christ. That the decisions we continue to make every day in our Christian life will be the decisions that come forth from the pure spirit of righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ who lives in us. Thank You, Father. Supply Your grace to each one of our lives and establish righteousness in each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all rise together and sing the song. All sing.